good. Let me thank first of all the organizers of such a wonderful conference for inviting me and providing very good conditions. Okay, my talk actually is devoted to some general topology properties, so which are somehow connected to the algebraic properties of the groups. And here you just could see general background of this area. Let me start just with the mention of the famous paper of Gromov, which is called Groups of Polynomial Growth and Expanded Maps. And actually in this paper, Gromov outlined the way how we could define the topology on the set of all subgroups of a given group. And then this idea was developed by Grigor Chuk. Grigor Chuk actually defined the space of marked groups of rank n, and it turns out that this space is just a zero-dimensional compact metrizable space. Okay, a little bit of details of this construction. So you have E, a finitely generated group. As a script G of E, we denote the set of all normal subgroups of E. And on this set, we define actually a metric topology in such a way that we identify each subgroup with its characteristic function. Characteristic function is just a function which takes the elements of the set to 0, 1, or 1. And then it is easy observation that this set of groups G of E, it is closed in the Cantor cube, and therefore, because E is just countable, I assume in advance here that E just defines the generated group, then this set, it turns out to be metrizable zero-dimensional compact space. Zero-dimensional is the same as saying totally disconnected, as you wish. I usually say zero-dimensional space. Okay, so if E is just a free group of rank n, Fn, then this space G usually has been denoted by G, script G sub n, and we could define the metric on this space explicitly, the distance between two groups A and B, just such a function. It is E to the power of minus V, minus V of A of B, where V is just a work distance in the Kelly graph, actually. Okay, in my opinion, an interesting question is to find algebraic properties of groups that can be somehow reflected in the topology of this group. Okay, there is a very interesting paper by Champetier and Girardel. It's from 2005. And here they, in particular, it's a very rich paper, in particular, they show the following result. For example, if you take any finite group, then it is an isolated point, actually finite and non-trivial group is isolated. All subspace of abelian subgroups, it is just both open and closed subsets in this GN. And here I just put some idea how to prove it. It's not a very hard result. You just observe that in the case of finite generated group, a group is generated by the finite set of generators. It is abelian if and only all elements of the generated commute. And then you could say that a marked group is abelian if and only if a certain finite, the crucial point is the finite collection of forks of length 4 defines the identity. And it follows that 22 abelian groups if the distance is small, then it means that both abelian groups, both groups or abelian or both non-abelian. This property means in the topological language that the set of abelian groups actually is open and closed. And in the same manner, you could show the subspace of nilpotent subgroups of class of nilpotents less than given K, both open and closed. Solvability is not such a good property in this means. It's not closed, it's not open. But being generated by at most K elements is again it is an open property. But let me stress again that to show such result, we hardly use the assumption here that this group Gn is finitely generated. Okay, so in this way, topology on this group Gn is just a tool. It is a nice tool to understand the asymptotic properties of finitely generated groups. Okay, I will speak about two particular results here. One, the part two is devoted to the cellularity of the subspace of subgroups. Cellularity is a topological property which is defined, okay, I will define maybe later. So again, let us take any discrete group G. I don't assume that G is abelian here or not abelian of any cardinality. Then again, I just explain that the set of all subgroups could be viewed as a subspace of Tikhonov cube. I denote this set of subgroups L of G. And again, L of G is closed in the Cantor cube, and therefore L of G is a zero-dimensional compact space. If G is countable, then this L of G is just a metrizable zero-dimensional compact space. An explicit description of the topology just in theoretic way is the following. You just take the family of all finite subsets of G, F of G. F of G is the family of all finite subsets. And given any two finite subsets, F and H, a basic open set is just the set of all groups A, such that finite set F included in A, and A is the subset of G minus H. This is actually a basic Tikhonov topology on the set of subgroups. Now maybe you know that this topology is a particular case of so-called Chabatis topology. Chabatis actually defined topology on the set of closed subgroups of for any locally compact group. Here we are dealing with just discrete groups. No locally compact, just okay. And if you wish, you could take only normal subgroups. N of G, it is N of G, it is a set of normal subgroups. Again, N of G in such setting is a compact space. N of G also is closed. So sometimes people look at L of G of all subgroups, sometimes only on normal subgroups. Okay, now I define the notion of the cellularity. Cellularity of S is the same as Suslin number. Okay, so cellularity of topological space X is just the supremum of cardinality of disjoint families of open subgroups. So sometimes we say CCC property, CCC property, countable chain conditions. It just means that any family of disjoint open subsets is just countable. And the more strong property than countable cellularity, it is a property of Shannon number to be omega. Shannon number is omega if any uncountable family U of non-empty open subset of X has an uncountable subfamily with a non-prevalent exception. And vividly, that if Shiny number is countable, then Suse number also is countable. For those which could be, I don't know, not so familiar with this topological property, I just want to remind that any counter cube has countable cellularity. Each guy, the compact space, also has a countable cellularity. This property is important in model theory. If this property is not productive, and any compact topological group has its properties, a property of countable cellularity. Okay, so the first part of my talk is devoted to cellularity. It is actually a joint work with Igor Protasov. And we treat first the case where G is an abelian group. Of course, it's much easier to deal with abelian groups which in comparison with the general case. So our first theorem 1 says that if you have any discrete abelian group of any cardinality, then the space L of G has countable Shannon number. In particular, the cellularity of this L of G is countable. Of course, we could ask, maybe just by more strong reason, that this L of G is actually the dyadic space. It means a continuous image of Cantor cube. And our theorem 2 says that actually it could happen. But in the case that the cardinality of the group G is not bigger than Aleph 1, actually there's a characterization. For this abelian group G, the space L of G is ideally compact, if and only if the cardinality is less or equal to Aleph 1. And for the general case, where G is not an abelian, we have a counterexample. Theorem 3 says that for every infinite cardinal tau, there exists a discrete group G such that the cellularity of this L of G is the same as the normal subgroup, is just tau. No, I do not think that I have enough time, just an idea that the proof of theorem 1, if G is abelian, then what is the crucial thing about abelian groups? It could be embedded into the product of countable groups, and then we use some sort of delta system lemma. It is the lemma from infinite combinatorics, well known, and then we have a result. About the theorem 3, about the construction of this group with the cellularity very large, it's an ugly group. Okay, it's not a group which we could define explicitly. We just take a set of free generators and put a lot of relations, and then as a quotient of this free group with respect to this generator relations, we could show that the cellularity is so large. We don't know if we could find a much nicer group, at least a Milton group, such that the cellularity is bigger than Aleph 1. I mean this question. One, does there exist a nilpotent group G such that cellularity of L of G is bigger than Aleph 0? Okay, the second part of my talk will be devoted to some nice topological classification of the space of subgroups, again in the case of abelian groups. Actually, these results are obtained by other authors, by Decker-Nullier, Gayot, and Peach. Here just recently in 2010, They provide a nice topological description of the space LFG in terms of computable invariance of the countable abelian group G. Why did I choose to speak about this topic? Because I also had results in this direction, some partial results. They give a complete solution. So we assume in advance that G is an abelian countable group, then our space L of G is of course metrizable compact, and you have a dichotomy whether it is a perfect, I mean Cantor set, maybe it doesn't have any isolated points, or it has a lot of isolated points. I just remind you that the topological space is called perfect if it has no isolated points, like Cantor set, or maybe it has a lot of isolated points, in such case it is called a scattered space. Okay, so what are the results? The results are, first of all, okay, proposition one. Let G be an abelian group. Then a subgroup is actually an isolated point in L of G if and only if algebraically this group S is finitely generated and the quotient G over S is Artinian. Artinian means that for any definition, the group is Artinian if any non-Euclidean sequence of subgroups stabilizes. So from this proposition one, there is a consequence that actually L of G is non-perfect. It means it contains isolated points if and only if G is so-called minimax group. Minimax means that it has a finitely generated subgroup such that the quotient is Artinian. Again, abelian group G is called minimax if it has finitely generated subgroup A such that the quotient is Artinian. Okay, the next crucial description is proposition 3. It says that if G is an uncountable abelian group, then L of G contains a subset homeomorphic to the Cantor cube. Again, if G is a countable abelian group, then L of G is a Cantor space, if and only if G is not minimal. So now we need to handle the case where the group is minimax group. To handle such this case, they develop some new notions. They introduce the notion of critical prime of a minimax abelian group. Okay. What this is the notion? If G is a minimax abelian group and P is a prime number, then LP of G is the largest integer K, so that the finite power quasi-cyclic group embeds in this equation. And the prime P is called critical if this number LP is at least 2. The result is proposition 4. If G is a non-critical minimax abelian group, then this space L of G is just countable, and from topological point of view it is homeomorphic to the finite power of this convergent sequence D. Here is a convergent sequence times some finite number. And the last description, we should characterize the case that G is a critical minimax abelian group. So they were able to show that if G is so-called critical minimax abelian group, then this space L of G is uncountable, and from a topological point of view, it's just holomorphic to the space D to the sigma, D is its convergent sequence, times W. What is W? W is so-called dusty Cantor space. Dusty Cantor space is such a thing to take a classical Cantor set, triadic Cantor set, so you remove third part, but each time you add one point, you add this point in the middle, in the middle, if you throw out this middle part, you add the point. And you continue. Actually, this W is just a union of a Cantor space with some dense discrete open set. And from this result, one could have a corollary, that very old one, that if G is a abelian group, then this L of G is countable if and only if G is, in modern terms, is a non-critical minimal group. And the last remark, that all those integer number H and sigma, they are computable. So for any countable abelian group, you just could compute what will be your space L of G from topological point of view. I'm done. Thank you for your attention.